I called out, holding up my badge. My name is Officer Piper Shaw, and this is my partner, Officer Reaper Payne. By order of the Netherworld Retrievers, we hereby place each of you under arrest, and we shall transport you to the Netherworld and present you before the tribunal for sentencing. That wasn't an exact quote of the rights, Piper, Reaper pointed out. Doesn't have to be, Reap, I said out of the corner of my mouth. As long as you get all the important bits in, it's fine. That's when something genuinely surprising happened. The wolves stopped creeping toward us and slowly put their hands up. It took everything I had not to say, no f***ing way. That is rather strange, Reaper muttered. I wouldn't have expected them to actually surrender. Me either. The wolves began to giggle a moment later. That quickly moved into an all-out laugh. There was even knee slapping going on. Apparently it didn't work, Piper, Reaper stated. You sure? I asked while rolling my eyes. Then I aimed my gun at the closest wolf's chest and released a death nail. It bounced off, which caused them to laugh even harder. I lowered my gun and aimed at the beast's shin. I fired again. Again, nothing. Shit, I groaned. Okay, I'm going to fight and you're going to run. What? Shut up and do as I say, I commanded. Like it or not, I'm still the senior partner here. Now you get your ass to the entrance, cut left, and get to the other side of the aquarium. I'm going to hold them up. Soon as you get your portal back, get it ready so we can use it. Back to the Netherworld? No, I replied. Send us to the top of the parking garage across the street. Why? Just do it, all right? I bolted at the wolves with nefarious intentions. They were still laughing, so they didn't expect me to hit them so quickly. They also clearly learned a difficult lesson about shields. They didn't work at close range. The first one dropped in agony after I pushed the gun into his side and fired a death nail. My chosen form of projectile was dastardly indeed, dividing itself over and over into various metals and earthen elements as it ricocheted through the body of the poor bastard. It was not a fun way to go. A clawed hand swept over my head as I ducked, spinning to swipe the feet out from under my new attacker. She hit the ground with a thud and I fired a nail into her stomach. That was two down. The wolf next to me tried to grab Reaper as he sped by, but a nail into the creature's calf stopped his chances. He grabbed his leg, screaming in agony. Death nails didn't kill if they hit a limb. They just hurt like hell. His cries of pain ended a moment later when I shot him in the back. Then I felt a crushing blow against my shoulder, knocking my gun out of my hand and throwing me forward. I hit the ground, snapping up my gun as I continued my roll. When I came back up and spun, the wolf was already diving at me. Worse, his jaw was wide open, and he was aiming for my neck. The back of his head exploded as I shoved my hand into his mouth and pulled the trigger. His razor-sharp teeth still gave me some pretty nasty cuts, but I'd heal. Good thing for me, these wolves weren't completely stupid. I knew this because they'd stopped and kept their distance. Considering I'd just ended the lives of a few of them without too much trouble, I could understand their trepidation. Which of you f***ers is next? I barked. Something they would respect. You never showed weakness to a wolf. Your pals here were a snap to kill, so I'm assuming you won't be much tougher. Then I had an idea. Plus, you can see that my gun does work against shields, so if I were you stupid pricks, I'd head back to my den and chew on a bone or something. They growled. Okay, so maybe taunting wasn't the best idea. I took off, hitting the entrance, cutting left, and turning on the jets. I fired over my shoulder repeatedly. Their shields would stop the shots, no doubt, but I hoped I'd cast enough doubt in their minds to make them wary. I'm here, Reap, I yelled as I turned the corner. Ready, he called back. I grabbed his arm just as he pressed the lines on his tattoo. The world faded to black.